No, not really. It was good to go to the meeting on Monday. We had a good time, good turnout of people, good to see some new people. The one gentleman that was there that could give first aid training and stuff, I think that would be something very good for the group. It's actually been something lately that I've been looking at wanting to do. So maybe that'd be something good to maybe have at a meeting, do some first aid training and stuff. But other than that, no, not much going on. Just waiting to get ready for Hamfest here in a couple of weeks. With that, we'll give it back to Net Control. That's been KC9TWX.
Okay, Travis and Stacy, we got you in there. I forgot to tell you. KD9ZGJ, we got you in there. Yep, Travis, I think that'd be a good idea. And I'm wondering if he's the same guy that did the training at my work. As a matter of fact, the next day. And my wife went through that training. And on the way home, she witnessed an accident. Guy passed out on Pine Lake Ave there and went airborne into the, I think it's the Renamax building right there across from McDonald's. Next door to Dunkin' Donuts, and she didn't really give any life-saving things, but everybody was trying to yank the wife out of the vehicle, and she made everybody stop and say, hey, we need to see if she's in pain first, see if there's any reason why we can't move her. So, yeah, she felt like she learned something and got to utilize it the same day. All right, Travis, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next, we have W9DLP, Dave, and Sue, KB9BSK. Go ahead.
Net Control. Hello, Kurt, W9DLP here. Not really. Just left my EMA meeting. And looks like we're going to have a busy spring. And do out 5 St. Patrick's Day parade, 5K runs. So it looks like we're going to be a little on a busy site. Thanks for everybody who participated Saturday in the siren test. And with that, I can't say anything else from that. Back to Net Control. Thank you.